Thank you. Bach's most famous pupil was a man named Johann Ludwig Krebs, and he enjoyed the wordplay on his name, considering him the best Krebs in the Bach, the best crab in the brook. This is a trio written by Krebs, which I think is very charming, in the style of the Baroque trio sonata, where there would be two melody players, such as a recorder and a violin, or a flute and an oboe, and a cello, whereas the organ is able to do that with right hand, left hand, and pedal. A contemporary of Handel, William Boyce, was one of a number of English composers that liked to write trumpet tunes for the organ. I think many of you know the Jeremiah Clarke and Purcell ones that are frequently used at weddings. Well, here is another one, just as interesting, but by not so well-known William Boyce. Thank you. from the late 19th century, a slow movement, a beautiful one, from a large piece known as the Grande Pièce Symphonique, the Grand Symphonic Piece, by César Franck, one of the best-known late Romantic composers composing and living in France at that time. This is the Andante from the Grande Pièce. William Albright teaches at the University of Michigan, and he is primarily known as a composer of avant-garde music. He's also a fine organist and has always been a fan of ragtime music. And so he and his friend William Balcom are fond of improvising rags for each other. And fortunately, he decided to compose one as a concert piece for the organ, kind of piece that you normally don't expect to hear on the organ. But here it is, Sweet Sixteenths, a concert rag by William Albright.
Thank you.
like to conclude with a concerto by Vivaldi, which originally was a piece for solo violin and string orchestra. This one was arranged as an organ solo by Bach's cousin, Johann Gottfried Walther. It was a common custom to transcribe or arrange orchestral pieces for the organ at this time. This is the concerto in B minor, and you will notice the alternation between the fuller sound here, which represents the orchestra, and the lighter sound, which represents the violin parts in the original concerto.